Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Senior pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson welcome you and would like to invite you to go on a journey of changing the church, challenging the colleges, and charging into the community. The following message is from the series, The God of the Bible. Today's message is entitled, The God of Peace.
Isaiah chapter 26, 1 through 4, you've probably heard it said and didn't know that it was a scripture, so I'll bring it to you in sight today that you'll know now how to stand on it, being the Word of God. I believe David said in the Word of God, we not only have a hiding place, amen, but as Paul said, the church at Ephesus, also, amen, having done all to stand with the Word, we can yet stand. All right. Isaiah 26, 1 through 4, and this is the worship and the testimony of a restored and converted people. And then this writing here is a worship and a testimony of a restored and a converted people. It says, in that day that this song shall be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Let me read that again. It says, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in him. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Yah, well, the Lord Jehovah, is in everlasting strength. Verse 3 is what I'll lift today. All right. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. For these next 5, 7 minutes, 12 minutes that I have, give me articulation of speech. God, let me speak. Oh, God, as your oracle, let me declare present truth, oh, God, that we could be changed and we can walk out, amen, having life and life more abundantly. We thank you for speaking, Lord, and we will obey. And all God's people said, amen and amen. For a few moments, as you saw, as you see, I want to talk from the subject, the God of Peace, right? In St. John chapter number 14, in verse 26 and 27, it gives us a New Testament, amen, scripture correlation. St. John 14, verse 26 and 27, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and he shall bring you into all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. Listen what Jesus says. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Then he says, because I give you peace and I've left you peace, he says, let not your heart be troubled, and neither be afraid. For a few moments, as I said, God wants us to understand that he is our God of peace. If the Israelites were here, they would call him Jehovah Shalom. He is our shalom. Come on, do me a favor. Talk to your neighbor. Amen. Say, he is our shalom. I believe today that God's peace desires us to trust in him. I'm going to say that again. I believe that God's peace desires us to trust in him, believe in his word, and not allow all that's going on in this world or the trials or the test of our faith or what we have not yet received to trouble us. Okay, man, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I'm going to say it again. I believe God's peace desires us to trust in him, believe his word, and not allow all that's going on in this world or the trials and the tests of our faith or what we have yet to receive to trouble us. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. He wants us to be assured that with God, we are coming to the place of nothing missing, nothing lacking. He wants us to be assured that with God, we are coming to the place of nothing missing, nothing lacking. But in order for me to get the full benefit of that, I got to be at peace. I'm talking about God's peace now. Not as the world give it, but I'm talking about God's peace. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, neighbor, you're in a good environment to receive all of God's peace. All right. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe him. Almost done, I promise you. He wants us to have the rest of God, and he wants us to abide in that. He wants us to have the rest of God, and he wants us to abide in that. And if I had more time, I'd take you to Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 9, verse number 10, and verse number 11. Because it says, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. But it comes by apprehending and receiving the peace of God. Come on, do me a favor. Talk over your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I speak the peace of God all over you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what this whole book of Isaiah talks about. It talks about God becoming our salvation. It talks about God restoring us. If you get a chance, read Isaiah chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2. You get a chance, read Isaiah 40, 1 through 5. If you get a chance, read Isaiah verse 40, 28 through 31. If you get a chance, read Zephaniah 3, 14 through 20. And you will be able to, hear me. You will be able to sing songs out of the sacred text that propels or causes God's peace to be all around you. Can you feel it in this room? But you're going to have to go back. I'm talking about if you want this at home. How many of you guys want this peace that you sense today in your home? All right. You're going to have to go home and read Isaiah 12, 1 and 2. You're going to have to read Isaiah. Does anybody know what Isaiah 41, 2 and 3 talks about? It talks about comforting the very people of God. You get to Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. It talks about they that are weary. Amen. They're going to run and not faint, and they're going to be strengthened. You get to Zephaniah, you start talking about holding the Lord singing over us. What would our jobs and our homes and our communities be like if we knew God was singing over us? Elder LaTanya, I'll give you a song because this is what I've heard about the school year for everybody that's in this congregation. This is going to be an incredible year if you are in the education system. And somebody ought to say amen right there. You can go ahead and go to school talking about it's going to be an incredible year. I don't care if it looks like we don't have enough money. I don't care if it looks like our walls are not painted yet, PK. Come on. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you can sing over the school system. It's going to be an incredible year. All right. So there are three things, guys, and I got to stop because my time is up. And I promise you, amen, I aimed at a goal and I'm going to stick with it. All right. There are three kinds of peace, amen, that we need to understand. There are three kinds of peace that we need to understand. And they are mind blowing. Number one. All right. It's found in St. John chapter number 14, 26 and 27. There is a peace that God has left for us and that God has given unto us. And we must receive this peace with childlike faith. All right. If I left $100 on this rising for you, would you just leave it here? Why not? Because it's valuable. That's a good answer. Why not? Because you gave it to me. Is that what you said? That's what you said. Because you gave it to me. All right. Why wouldn't you leave this $100? You know, I know you. Because what? Because somebody else might take it. When you get a chance, read St. John chapter number 14. And every reason you guys gave me is they are really good reasons. But in St. John chapter number 14 and 26 and 27, your Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. I have given you my peace. Well, if he left it for us, if he's given it to us, why are we not pulling it into our lives? Come on, tell your neighbor, he left it just for you. Come on, tell him, he didn't just leave it for you. He gave it to you. All right, so number one, He has left it for us. He's given it to us. This is just a general peace of God. All right? Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you got it. You got it. You got it. Come on, somebody say, I have it. I have it. That means at home, the drama gonna stop. That means in your community, good God Almighty, I feel like preaching now, y'all. That means in your community, because peace is in your home, in your community, you're going to be the peacemaker. And I had to do that around 7:30 this morning in my community. I had to go out of peace and go into my community and be the peacemaker. Do you know why I could do it? Because peace was all around me. Even when another spirit tried to contend with peace, peace kept talking real loud. Come on, somebody say real loud, because peace is in my home. Come on, say it loud. Say, and peace is in my home. And I know some of you guys are calling things it's not as though they were. Say, peace is in my home. Say, in my community, I'm going to be the peacemaker. All right? We've got to have peace in our home because we can be the peacemaker. And Jesus said, go back and read it over and over until you believe it. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. How do I receive it? I don't have a lot of time. Y'all, I'm out of time. You got to grasp it by childlike faith. I bet you if I, y'all hear me. Y'all could take all these little children outside. Y'all can take them back home. Y'all could take these little children anywhere you want to take them. And when you get them where you take them, tell them Pastor Lawrence left $100 on the rising for them. Tuesday night when you bring them back, guess where the first place they're going to go? I'm talking about children. They're going to go right there. And they're going to be looking for that $100. You know why? Because with childlike faith, when you told them that, they believed it and they received it. They didn't doubt it. They knew you didn't lie to them as a parent, and they knew Pastor Lawrence do things like that. So that possibly could be very true. Why can't we, with childlike faith, say, God, you left it for me. You've given it to me. I receive it. It's all around me. Come on, let's practice. Say, God, you left it for me. I receive it. Come on, practice. Say, it's all around me. Right? Receive it with childlike faith. Right? Receive it with childlike faith. He's left it for us. He's given it to us. And now we've got to receive it like childlike faith. Number two. Because now we are his, we keep our mind stayed on him. And the second level of peace, or the second dimension of peace, he said in Isaiah 26, he says, there is not only peace, he says, there is perfected peace. He said, now, cause your mind, you're going to keep your mind stayed on me. I'm going to give you something a little bit better, more progressive, more outstanding than just peace. He says, I'm going to give you perfected peace. Come on, somebody say, I got my mind stayed on him. Come on, y'all. Say it with some attitude. Say, got my mind stayed on him. Come on, say, now I'm in perfect peace. All right, what is perfect peace? I like what Matthew Henry's commentary said. It is an inward peace, it is an outward peace. It is a peace with God. It is a peace with conscience. It is a peace at all times. It is a peace under all events. It is in us, it's around us, and it's always accessible at a moment's notice. Some of us got to go to work with a new attitude. I'll grab my perfect peace and I'll tune you out in a second. Some of us got to go to work. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because see, you've already been overshadowed by perfect peace the last 45 minutes. You got to now grab it and take it with you. And when somebody try to bring something else that is outside of peace, because now not only do I have peace, but I've got perfect peace. And when you start that stuff, I'm going to pull out my perfect peace and I'm going to get my mind stayed on him. And it ain't going to be that I don't hear you. I just ain't paying you that much attention because you got too much drama with you. And I'm trying to stay in peace. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't make me pull out my perfect peace. Sometimes a phone call make you got to pull out your perfect peace. Let me get my mind stayed back on him. Sometimes the conversation that you are around, you got to pull out your perfect peace, and they still talking, and they just don't know you ain't listening. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, your reward would be, I'll keep you perfect peace. And I love what Matthew Henry said, Ernest. Matthew Henry, he defined perfect peace. He said it is inward. Come on, somebody say inward. inward peace. You would be amazed. Good God Almighty, I feel like preaching now. You would be amazed of the transformation that your body would go through if you had that inward perfect peace. Some of your nerves would be saying, thank you, Jesus. Some of your blood reversal was saying, he finally got saved. Y'all ain't saying that. Your feet would be saying, glory to God. And y'all didn't like that too much because you didn't say amen. It is inward. It is outward. It is peace with God. I like the part that Matthew Henry said, it is peace in conscience. It is peace at all times, under all events, and around us. I like the part that I add to what Matthew Henry said. Peace is accessible at any moment when drama attempts to take over. That's perfect peace. You know what? I got too much peace. I can empathize, but I can't come over there with you. Because I'm in perfect peace now. Talking to a young man this morning, and he said, you can't feel me. I said, you have no idea how much. Not only do I feel you, I know where you are, and I'm trying to get you out of where you are and over here where I am. I can feel you. I'm just not going to be you. And when I see you going through all of that, I'm going to try to bring you over here. Because I'm sorry. I done been there. I done that. I got the t-shirt. And I ain't coming back. I was telling somebody, I was meeting with somebody this week. I said, there are some things that boomerang around, and we got to show that thing that we've defeated it before, so it will boomerang around. But then there's other stuff that the Bible says, this enemy you won't never see again. There's some stuff I ain't seeing again. So the second piece is the peace that causes us to keep our mind stayed on him. We remain in perfect peace regardless of what we're going through. Anybody want that? Come on, tell your neighbors and neighbor, it's available. It says, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Come on, tell your neighbor, it's available. To be spiritually minded is life. Come on, prophesy to yourself. I don't want you to talk to your neighbor on this one. I want you to prophesy to yourself. Say, in this season of my life, I'm obtaining perfect peace. Right? It's a part of the reward of being reconciled back to God. Almost done. It's a part of the reward of being reconciled back to God. He says, now you get my peace. And not only did you get my peace, now just think about me and I'll keep you in perfect peace. What about when I don't have money? Think about me and I'll bring you right back to perfect peace. What about when I don't have friends? Think about me and I'll bring you right back to perfect peace. And then there's the third thing. And I'm done. He says, not only there's a peace, not only is there perfect peace, he gets over and then he begins to talk about surpassing peace, or the peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on, somebody asks, how do you get there? How do you get there? That sounds like some good stuff to me. If I serve God just for peace. I'm not 20 no more. I'm not looking for a thrill ride on a roller coaster like a lot of y'all are. I'm not looking out of the jump, no, out of no the bungees or whatever that stuff y'all talking about doing on Facebook. I'm too old for that. I like calm. I like sitting by the dock of the bay. What he singing? Is that in the hymn book? Fish yesterday, Pastor Kim said, when you coming home? And what she didn't know is, man, I'm sitting watching these boats. I'll be home later. Where I am in life, just watching both go out and come in. Very peaceful. I can sit and do that for hours. And then Anthony, they cranked up some little jazz music. So not only did I see boats going in and coming out, and I got me a whole pound of shrimp. I ain't got Malachi or Isaiah. Ain't nobody snatching at my shrimp. And ain't Pastor Kim saying, I didn't want none when I ordered it, but let me taste it. You didn't have to taste it. You could have ordered it. I sat there, watched the boats go out, come back in, eating my shrimp. Like, isn't this a wonderful day? Y'all can have that jumping out of stuff that's nothing wrong with. Y'all can bungee, whatever kind of jumping y'all want to do. Y'all can go to Six Flags. We went down to Florida, and I don't know how much it cost to get us in the park. Pastor Kim and Malachi, Isaiah, Jared, Danielle, they running like gangbusters to go on another ride. I'd get somewhere, I'd be sitting down eating the funnel cake. Pastor Woods, you ought to saw me. I'm eating my funnel cake. Come on, let's go to the next ride. I said, I'll catch up with y'all in a minute. Man, this funnel cake is good. Come on, Pastor Lord, you paid your money. I'm good, it's my money. I can sit right here. JD, they tried to get me. Why are you going to waste your money like that? It ain't wasting my money. I'm staying in peace. See, because I went to Six Flags. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me sidebar and then I'll be finished. I went to Six Flags a few years ago with their godparents. And I got on that thing called, what that thing called? Superman or something? I know. And is that what that thing called at Six Flags? I got off Superman. And I said, God, not only you saved my soul, you delivered my soul today. And I promise you, God, you won't have to deliver me from what I just experienced ever again. That Superman messed the brother up. And I ain't been on a roller coaster since then. That's been my 4 year. And I done paid to get in 3-4 theme parks. I don't care. I'm going to be with family. I ain't going to ride. Come on, Daddy. No. Then I tell y'all, no, don't make me cast that devil out of y'all. I'm just playing. I see the devil when they start trying to get me on something that I'm delivered from. Boy, I got off. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna get back to me. I got off that Superman. My legs didn't feel right. Felt like my heart was doing one of these. I'm like, what in the world am I going to put myself through that? I said, what? Mama Fortune, I said, I got to be a fool to put myself through. But the way my body was feeling, boy, I felt like my heart was. Come back. Don't leave me. I need you. Oh, I need you. Why would I go do that again? If I asked the Lord to calm everything down and now calm, I got him to calm it down, I'm going to go get him to rev it up again? No. Okay. Let me come back to my subject. I can't. Christy, he going to say, I didn't come to this church hit this dude preach about no theme parks. I need peace. Come on, somebody say real loud, I need peace. I need peace. So there is peace that God gives and he left for us. Then there is perfected peace as we keep my mind stayed on him. I'm down to my last 2 minutes. I promise, amen, that I'm done. Then there is surpassing peace. Philippians 4, verse 5 through 7, it tells us that surpassing peace is a byproduct of being ruled by prayer. Did you hear what I just said, L.D. Len Racine? That is profound. Surpassing peace comes after being ruled by prayer. There is a place with God that if you ever really learn how to pray, there's surpassing peace. Folks look at you wondering, how are you walking through that? And they don't know you just came from Sweet Hour of Prayer.
You've just heard a message on Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or you know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to order the full-length message. We hope you are encouraged to live the victorious life. And remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.